think, in many ways, that we autistic are the normal ones, and the rest of the people are pretty strange. This was a quote made by Greta Thunberg in 2018, and although 2018 was 2 years ago, I still stand by it. Hi, I'm Edie, and this is Autistic Girl World. In case you've been living under a rock for years, Greta Thunberg is a young teen girl who is a climate activist and a big name within the green community. She also has autism, like me. I remember hearing about her and being blown away. She inspired me to go chasing after my own desires instead of just tolerating them or ignoring them. And those desires are to become an autism advocate. I want to stand on a stage and give a TED talk. I want to spread my advocacy and I want to inspire, just like Greta. And yet, there are people who have hurled insults at her, calling Thunberg the arsler amongst other low blows. I won't lie to you, did it hurt? She was just a young teen who was spreading vital information about the planet's resources. I was scared about the possibility of having people heckle me, telling me I'm worthless and stupid and retarded if I ever dared raise my voice to talk about things that mattered. Greta hasn't won awards and spoken at TED in spite of autism. In fact, she did all of this because of it. Us autistics have black and white thinking. Either we stop the climate crisis and go on thriving and surviving, or we don't, and we slip deeper and deeper into this horrible state. That's what fueled Greta. Whether or not you're autistic, I want you to take a moment and think that if one young girl can get on the news and become a majorly important person within all of this global warming and crisis discussion, imagine what you could do. And to my autistic listeners, never give up, right? Because for us, it will be harder, much harder, and uphill battle. People don't want to open their tiny brains and consider the possibility that they are wrong. They don't want to step outside of that bubble because it scares them. Instead, they prefer to call you the arsler and move on thinking that you're stupid and that anything you say is stupid. And but there are people who care about your passion to change the world. And if there isn't, or if it feels like there isn't, well, I'm always here, and I'll always care. I promise.